Stephanie.
Dear Executive Board, I had a question regarding sustainability, regarding the next steps after the climate letter that we have endorsed, which we all are very happy about, and also our university, next to all the others in the Netherlands, supports the climate letter. I had a couple of questions regarding the commitments that were mentioned in the climate letter and our specific position about that. Just to mention a few from the climate letter itself, it was regarding reducing energy consumption, reducing flights, university's education offer for energy efficiency, environmentally friendly solutions at the university's cafeterias, promoting the use of public transport and bicycle, and withdrawing all investments of university funds from the fossil fuel industry. So there are a lot of initiatives already going on our university regarding sustainability and our ambitions, etc. But more specifically regarding these six points, I was curious about what our plans are and what we're going to do, what kind of actions we set. There was already a UT article published that was also mentioning the extra capacity that will be available for supporting such kind of initiatives. So the questions that I would have is, what are our actions? What is our position, like what are our ambitions regarding the 6 points listed in the climate letter specifically? What are the realistic next steps for our university after having endorsed the climate letter? And what is our university willing to invest and do regarding that point? And what is meant by extra capacity will be made available specifically regarding the UG article that we have? Are there any targets for those, and if that's the case, what are those? And the question specifically is about the ambitious versus the reality, basically. What is feasible and what can we do in the future?
Thank you. Well, the short answer is
work in progress in two ways. Work in progress because sustainability will be an important item in the new strategy. Actually, one of the 4 themes that are elaborated now in formulating the strategy based on the mission and vision is sustainability. So it's work in progress in setting specific goals and targets for the upcoming years. But it's also work in progress because we already are doing things that are related to the issues mentioned in the climate letter. And one of the things we do not do very well at the University of Twente is showing what we're actually doing with respect to sustainability. So the upcoming weeks, we use the UT website to inform outside and inside UT community about the sustainability actions that we're taking already.
Thank you for your answer. I know that, completely aware of exactly that fact, but specifically about certain points, I would be really curious on what our stake is for in the future. Amongst others, the cafeteria would be one thing.
Yeah.
Also reducing flights, which is of course a very difficult thing to measure, but still an ambition that we can set, I believe. And also the investments that we do as a university and the partners that we cooperate with. I think there's a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, and that's something I don't understand quite well, because with respect to investments, long-term strategic housing, many projects have a specific sustainability goal. For example, the conversations we have with our with Appel also concern sustainability and improvements in sustainability. So we do these type of things in many different ways and in many different projects. The thing we didn't do yet is set specific goals, and that's what we intend to do in our new strategy. So I can give you an overview of what we are doing with respect to the issues mentioned in the climate letter right now. But the question about goals and targets will be answered in the new strategy.
Okay. All right, so we can expect that basically in the next cycle.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay. Thomas.
Thank you.
Dick, Niet, Gijs, Iska. Nee? Dan sluit ik hierbij deze bijeenkomst.